Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Pretty much the most helpful people in radio. How can we help you today, Claire?
When is taking a good thing going too far? Because my husband and I, like a lot of people, we did dry January. Ooh. Like...
Sorry, I could keep my ooh to myself, but all right, good for you.
1 month and she's like, ooh.
I get it. But we ate well and we hit the gym like 3 to 4 days a week and we both saw really good results and, you know, we're happy to do with what we could do physically in just a month. And that's like where I wanted to just maintain and be happy with where I was. Like, I was good.
Okay.
But my husband, on the other hand, stepped it up a notch and bought keto supplements and food, went to the gym like 5 days a week and does some sort of cardio every day of the week. And, you know, like, good for him. I will never not support him bettering himself.
But?
Oh, yeah. Like, I, on the other hand, would rather have like wine nights here and there and, you know, with my girlfriends and have cake. Like, I'm eating cake if I want it. Thanks to Crisco, my husband heard about and started researching 75 Hard.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Oh, that's the worst.
Again, like, great for him, but he wants me to do it with him. And I don't want to do it. Like, sticking to a strict diet and no drinking all through summer? No way. And he says it's easier for him to do it if I do it with him because we're both on the same page with our health, but we're not. Like I said, I don't want to do it. And he already seems a little judgy if I have a drink or two. And there's no way I couldn't have chips and like fun salads all summer doing this.
Oh, yeah. It's summer season. Chips and dips.
Potato salad season, as my wife calls it.
Yeah. I did this over the summer a couple of years ago.
Wow,
and it did. I mean, I did all through the entire... I did it because I felt like I was falling off. I had celebrated 100 pounds and I was like, I could do this. And everybody in my world was like, no, you can't. This is 75 hard. It's impossible. My trainer failed that 4 times and I did it on my first try.
Do 75 soft like I did.
But 75 hard is great. I actually miss it. Maybe I'll join your husband.
Oh, I'm more like the 365 super soft.
Oh. She's so excited about that. Sorry, Claire. What were you saying now?
No, you're good. It's just we also do a lot of camping with our friends, and like we live right near a great downtown area with bars and restaurants, and we always meet up with people at the patio. And he wants to instead go for 5 days to Colorado for a triathlon.
Oh.
That is not a vacation to me.
No.
At all.
No, well, it can't be. The training and the amount of work you have to put into that.
Yeah, that's not vacation.
No. So what I'm asking is, how do I support my husband in his health journey and also make him understand that I'm fine with how my body looks and how I feel? I also love our social life, and I don't want to give that up or be judged when I'm out enjoying life.
This is always a tough one when somebody makes like a huge change and the other one isn't into it.
I've been down this road before. My ex-wife was pregnant and got super mad at me that I wanted to be healthy while she was being pregnant because she was like, I want you to eat all the bad stuff with me. Yeah. I want to eat bad stuff because I'm pregnant. You can't be healthy at the same time.
We all have to get fat right? together.
Yes, that was our thing. Like, no, if I want to eat brownies, you're going to eat brownies with me. And I'm like, but I don't want to.
And let's just say that ended in divorce. I'm sorry.
That it did. It definitely did. And I mean, I will say, devil's advocate, I know you don't want to do it, but I feel like if you don't join him, I think things are going to separate. I know you just said it ended in divorce, because here's the thing. It was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. And I look back at that 2 years and I go, what the hell happened to me? I went 365 soft, super soft with this after that. And I look back and I'm like, I don't know if I could do it again, but man, would the challenge be fun. So I don't know. Maybe you join him in it, but it's also changing your whole lifestyle a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Does Claire join her husband and embark on this great health journey? Or did she just say, you know what, you're going to do this. I want to stay with you maybe. Or maybe deuces to... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe it's a 75 soft, like you said. Maybe right. You start there because a 75 hard is not for the faint of heart.
Right. Liz, what do you think Claire needs to do in this situation?
Good morning, guys. So I honestly think the name of the game for this is compromise. So often... you don't get compromisable calls for love them or list them, but this is a great example. Claire can pick the parts that she wants. If she wants to go work out, say, 2-3 days a week or commit to different parts of it. But if she doesn't want to give up her summer, like, patio time, I get that. Mm-hmm. But let him know in advance, like, hey, I'm going to do this. why don't you find a partner at the gym to do 75 hard and not do any drinking? I'll, you know, let him know this is where I will commit to doing this journey with you, and this is where I'm not going to do it.
Do you think there's anything to be worried about, like finding your own interests and kind of going separate ways? Do you think they could be headed for trouble, or is that nothing to worry about?
No, no. I think that as long as they both embrace that they're individual people, you know, Wes, I'm with you. I'm on marriage too. And it's so much better when you're older and you figure out that, oh, look, you don't have to do everything together. So I think it is like that's a maturity step, and it doesn't sound like Claire has that problem. Hopefully her husband can also move forward with, oh, look, this, we're just finding different things that we like.
It might be the first time I was ever called mature. Liz called me mature, and I think that's all I took from that whole call. Liz said Wes is very mature.
I think she meant the age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You should be mature.
Should
at
be
your
more
age.
Mature. Yeah. Thanks,
great
Liz.
Great advice.
So Jacob at St. Paul, you also say it's all about compromise, right?
Yeah, I agree with everything that Liz had said. You know, so I'm kind of in that in between of loving and listing it, just because, like my girlfriend and I kind of went through a similar experience, but. Like, we're both not super, like, health nuts by any means, but we wanted to do the 75 hard. So we just found a compromise and did, like, a 30 hard where, like, if we messed up a day, we had to go back 5 days or something Ooh. Like that, just to make it a little bit easier for us. And then, you know, putting, like, healthy amount of water to drink, knowing that, like, you know, maybe our limit is doing 3 or 4 days of workouts a week and still holding ourselves accountable and each other accountable in that way. So we're working together, you know, and... So he could be, you know, they could still do that with each other, but she just does like 30 days hard with that compromise, and he can do his, you know, his thing. It doesn't sound like they, you know, have to have a fight about this or anything. They just need to like communicate, just like Liz said.
Oh, communication. It's weird how that can work, right?
At least we hope it can.
Weird.
Yeah, so weird.
So weird.
That's the other thing, too. Great point. You don't have to do the 75 hard. You can have other people do it, like, with you, or they can do it on their own. Do Wes, didn't you said you did the 75 soft?
75 soft, yeah. Where we had things, like, that we had already booked in December, and we started in January, and I'm like, I know I'm going to have a drink at this. I know when I say a drink, a lot of drinks, but it was a party, and I was like, I'm going to. So I can't say that I'm going to be committed to that. But yeah, try 75 soft.
And it sounds a lot more doable, because I watched Chris go do the 75 hard, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's no, right. Thank you. Can't all be a specimen of health like me.
That truly, I admire that you did that. You did so good. You rocked it. I'm proud of you. I just never in a billion years want to do it.
I mean, I don't know if you could do the one hard.
I don't want to do
like,
one hard.
Just the one day hard. You're like, nope. I drank. I screwed it up.
Oh no, it didn't work out. Oh. Ate crappy food and drank.
What
I'm super soft.
Angela in Minneapolis, I'm reading in the comments. Try not to swear, okay?
No, I'm not going to swear.
All right.
But I say no, you know what way? Because I was listening to the compromising. Don't at the end of the day, you know what you got into. If you want to go a different path and you want to do something different, it's not about compromising. I think it's about you do you, I do me, we meet in the middle, and that's it. If I say, you don't ever have to, I think, say, for your partner's sake, say, oh, you know what, okay, I'll do that with you. Because then they will hold you to it, and they're like, oh, I really don't want to do that, honey. And then they're like, well, I thought no, it has nothing to do with that. You love the person for who they are, and then you just go your separate ways. You need to have your me time. And then you come together at the end of the day. It's not a big deal. This is not a love them or list them thing. It's not, I'm not going to list my husband, or I'm not married, but I mean, I'm not going to list my husband because, you know, he doesn't want to work out with me.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you could take a page out of my AI wife Marie's book, like where we were just on a cruise ship. And I was like, I'm going to try to hit the gym at least 4 times on this cruise ship. And she's like, have fun.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
And that was it. She's like, I'm not going to. Have fun.
That's my husband. He gets up on vacation. I used to. I don't really feel like it anymore. So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Angela.
Love you guys.
Okay. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.